The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Spooktacular Creatures podcasts. Halloween's here, so I'm talking about an animal that shall bring you fear. So stick around for some fascinatingly frightening facts. Today's animal is incredibly scary, with a big old cloak to go with it. In case you haven't guessed, we're talking about the Calamaritas vampire squid. Now, without further ado, here's some knowledge that you can stick your fangs into. Let's roll out the facts. The vampire squid is a septic cephalopod that is found in a deep, deep ocean, specifically over 2,000 feet below sea level. With that amount of pressure, us humans would be in deep trouble, as we'd be crushed into mush in seconds. However, thanks to specialised gelatinous tissues found on the squid's skin, it stops the deep sea Dracula from being squashed flatter than a pancake that lost to a sumo wrestler. Despite the name, the vampire squid doesn't drink blood. Instead, they feast on all sorts of dead or dried up organic matter that falls down from above, such as rotting feces, dead plants, and crustacean molts. But their most favourite thing to eat is marine snow, which is the equivalent of ocean dandruff. You know what they say? One man's trash is another man's or squid's treasure. And another bizarre thing about this sinister squid is that they're not even a squid, nor an octopus. They're actually the last living member of their own order, which is known as Vampyromorphida. Bit of a mouthful, but it's like that one kid in class who doesn't fit in with the cliques. And the most vampire thing about these creatures has to be the web's membrane that connects all of its 8 tentacles, similar to that of a flying squirrel. Well, that calamari cape is the squid's main form of defence. When threatened, the squid flips its cape inside out to reveal spiky projections on the form of a nightmarish umbrella, something that keeps predators far, far away. Although Mary Poppins would not approve of this. And another defence mechanism that this crafty creature has is, unsurprisingly, squirting a jet full of ink. Except, it's not ink. It's actually a bioluminescent fluid, which is basically underwater glitter vomit. Fabulous and disgusting. And, keep in mind, all of this is coming from an itsy-bitsy critter, as they only grow to around 30 centimetres in length. Definitely no kraken, but when your scientific name translates to vampire squid from hell, you don't need to be tall to be all that intimidating. And, not only that, they've been living in the oceans for over 300 million years, essentially making them the great-great-grandpa of all cephalopods. And even to this day, the population is doing A-OK. Well, that is debatable, considering their deep-sea habitat is difficult and expensive to research, plus they're quite a solitary species. But hey, at least they don't have to worry about becoming calamari anytime soon. Well, that's all I've got for today, so I guess it's time to squidaddle, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it! So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum! See you later!